NASA may be planning a trip to Mars in the near future, but first they're putting out some feelers today, asking the nation how it would feel if, hypothetically, they had already launched a manned mission to the red planet that didn't go so hot. All conjecture, of course. And later, more scientific achievements, as top U.S. health officials announce a coronavirus vaccine is imminent and actually would have been available weeks ago if we weren't all so hung up on being made sterile by it. Beggars can't be choosers, I guess. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. You can go ahead and call your 10th grade teacher and let her know that you never needed to learn to read after all, because we're about to do it all for you. Back in a moment. Well, it was a peculiar press conference today as members of NASA addressed the nation to ask how they would feel if the space program launched a manned mission to Mars that, hypothetically, didn't go so hot. Here's Deputy Spokesperson Thomas Daines from NASA's headquarters.
Let's say that we put several American astronauts into a rocket and launched into space like 7 or 8 months ago, and it didn't really go as planned. How would you feel about that? And how would you feel if, say, we still can't find the signal for the spacecraft because it probably didn't make it anywhere close to Mars? Would you be all mad about that, or cool with it, or just be like, whatever?
Did that actually happen?
Just wondering, for the record, totally just wondering.
OPR science reporter Rebecca Neal joins me now to unpack all this. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, Leslie.
So this seems a little unorthodox. Is NASA saying a failed manned mission to Mars actually happened?
Well, from what I understand, NASA is just testing the waters to see what the reaction would be to such a catastrophic event. But the specifics of this so-called hypothetical failed mission did seem disturbing. Here's Deputy Spokesperson Thomas Daines again.
So just curious, but would you all as members of the press and the people watching at home be upset if you learned that the technology we were confident in to put a man on Mars was like actually really, really wrong? Like embarrassingly bad, and that we didn't use the right oxygen masks on a 5-person mission to the red planet and they maybe blew up in their spacesuits? Big deal or no?
I'm sorry. Are you saying these astronauts died on a failed mission to Mars?
Whoa. Slow down. I never said that. What I said was, how would you react if that was true? And if it was also true that we learned we don't actually know where Mars is? I'm just putting feelers out there.
Okay, well, if that's true, then I think Congress and the nation would be a little upset, right?
Certainly. And shortly after the press conference, NASA put out a nationwide poll asking citizens to tell them, on a scale of 1 to 10, just how mad they would actually be if they found out this hypothetical mission possibly veered off course and was headed straight toward the center of the sun.
And what were the results?
The quick poll found that the nation would not take the news well if this scenario actually came to fruition, which caused NASA to rush a second press conference to spin this hypothetical space accident. During the second press conference, Daines pointed out that despite the loss of human life and $70 billion it took to plan the mission over 13 years, it would still be a great advancement in space travel. Plus, he emphasized that this, quote, totally made-up event could provide NASA some valuable teaching moments. Here's Daines again.
Look on the bright side. Next time, we'll know how much food to bring on the mission and have a better idea of how to get the doors to shut all the way during takeoff.
Excuse me, but have you sent Americans into space on a mission to Mars and they're all dead?
Hey, calm down. Remember, for all we know in this made-up fantasy world, it's possible that they are still very much alive up there. Maybe they actually landed safely on Mars and are now setting up a colony for when our rescue crew arrives.
Have you sent a rescue crew?
Oh, absolutely not. This is 100% not real. You think we should, though?
Daines then wrapped up the press conference, asking reporters how mad they think people would be to also learn that all the debris the Mars rover collected was thrown away by maintenance staff during a routine spring cleaning.
Whoa, hold the fuck up. Are you serious?
That was a scenario he hypothesized in great detail.
Now that scenario would send my blood boiling. I mean, 5 people dying on a mission to Mars is bad, but they signed up for that risk. However, disrespecting the Mars rover like that? That little guy worked so hard to collect all that dirt with his little shovel. If I hear one parcel of it is missing, I will absolutely and unequivocally torch some asses down at NASA.
Well, NASA has been put on fair warning then.
That's right. Don't worry, Mars rover. I got your back. You keep chugging, little buddy. We'll be right back after this.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Since your pathetic little brain can only handle one fully reported story a day before you fall asleep and start drooling, we'll make the rest of this quick. Here's what else you need to know today. The World Health Organization is issuing new warnings today on how the coronavirus pandemic may be changing life as we know it forever. Leading health officials across the globe are reportedly coming to the consensus that COVID-19 could mean the end of blowing water through pool noodles into your friends' faces. And right before summer, too. This sucks. And a new study out of Johns Hopkins today has found that the majority of premature births occur due to a fetus smelling something delicious outside the womb. Nearly 75% of preterm labors were induced by the waft of a delicious pot roast or freshly baked pie. Based on the findings, researchers are now warning pregnant women past the six-month mark to avoid any recently stirred stews or freshly roasted turkeys. And Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla was reportedly very frustrated that despite discovering a coronavirus vaccine months ago, his company was still unable to agree on an ad campaign for it. The marketing division for Pfizer is said to still be workshopping a few different commercial concepts for the COVID-19 cure, but will be releasing the vaccine soon, assuming their current front-running idea tests well in market research. Hopefully they come up with something soon, and something funny like those Bud Light Dilly Dilly ads. Those things are a hoot. And that'll do it for The Topical today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can like and subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcast. And if you already subscribed, you can unsubscribe and then subscribe again just to relive the feeling. And don't forget to join us right back here on Monday for the harrowing story of one parent's struggle to find a home for all the extraordinarily terrible art her kids have made during shelter in place. If I was them, that shit would be headed straight into a landfill, no questions asked. Thanks as always for listening, and have a great weekend.